Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
I'm John White.
And I'm Jan Peterzelka.
And today we're going to talk all about fall rose care. So the heat of the summer should be past us by now. We got some good monsoon rains, and hopefully you were in that part of town that were able to reap those benefits. Definitely roses are one of those that kind of try to escape our summer heat, but they come back in the fall.
Especially in October.
Exactly. So we want to make sure that
fall bloom.
Folks are ready to go out and visit the Rose Garden located in Central El Paso at the El Paso Municipal Rose Garden. That's at Copia and Aurora Streets in Central El Paso, right across from Memorial Park. So it's a really great city park, believe it or not, that is maintained by the El Paso Master Gardeners and the El Paso Rose Society. So there's your group of volunteers out there making sure that those roses are taken care of all season long for everyone's enjoyment. So make sure that you get out there. The Rose Garden is open until the end of November, weather permitting. So you must make sure that you take advantage of some nice, calm fall days to get out there and enjoy the place. And if you have some time that you're looking to get some education or a program that you're interested in learning more about landscape, we do have the upcoming Sun Country Landscape scheduled for the end of October, October 26th and 27th. And we talked about that at last week's show, John, right. And we're still open with registrations on that, right?
Right. Great conference covering several different subjects, and, you know, some tree-related topics, some landscape topics, policy-type things here in El Paso, trying to make El Paso a little more colorful and greener and a little healthier as far as having more trees and canopy cover and those type of things to kind of counteract the heat island effect that we're creating here with all our concrete and asphalt and all that. So, you know, great effort. It is sponsored by the West Texas Urban Forestry Council. You can go to their website, which is WTUFC.org, and you can get more information on the conference and also be able to sign up for the conference at that site. Or you can go to their Facebook page, either way, and get more information on it or call the County Extension Office.
771-2354.
And that registration fee is?
$75. And so I'd get signed up for it. And again, we have a good range of stuff. It's a day and a half conference. So lots of things to talk about and, you know, speakers there that you can ask questions of. And there'll be a lot of professionals there in the group that you can also ask questions of.
Exactly. So take advantage of these upcoming events. And something that seems to be the most, it still reigns king or queen of the garden are roses. Probably still the number one most popular plant in backyard gardens. And if you have space for a plant in a rose bush in your area, yes, we can grow roses in the desert. It takes a little extra care, but we have some good climate to be able to withstand that with some less disease pressure than most other parts of the country. So let's talk about roses and where we're at.
There's a lot of advances that have been done in rose breeding, and you've been working with a lot of new varieties on the earth kind roses that have a lot of disease resistance and do better in the heat.
Yes, most definitely. That's the biggest issue. You know, when we have these trial sites all throughout the state of Texas and these roses are selected because of their disease resistance, they don't need so much fertilization and the maintenance issues on that are really the top performers, and they've given them the earth kind seal of approval. And you'll see those, and probably the most common that you'll see out in the market right now is the knockout rose. But there are many of those roses that are labeled as earth kind roses. So make sure that when you're at the garden center, you ask for earth kind roses. And that is going to be coming up here as one of our plant of the week. And we'll talk about that here shortly. But we do have some bouncing back of our plants from the summer heat. Sometimes they get a little stressed out. We also have some nutrition issues. Is that right, John, from roses?
Yeah. You know, roses are kind of like residents of El Paso. You kind of wilt during the summer, and you come back during the winter, fall and winter. It's cooler, much nicer. The bloom on roses is extended. I mean, the weather's just cooler, and everything's just doing better. But you do start to see an accumulation of problems, you know, in the leaf on different plants as you go into fall. And roses, sometimes you'll run across some nutrient problems like iron deficiency. You know, the best time to treat for iron deficiency is in the spring. So if you see the problem on roses in the fall, you probably won't get much response from a iron fertilizer. You want to wait until spring. But you may see the yellowing of some of the leaves with the green veins, very indicative of iron deficiency. Overwatering sometimes can induce the iron deficiency symptoms. So it may not actually be iron deficient. You may just have kept your soil too wet. And, you know, roses, you know, aphids, you might see some aphids as we cool down. Aphids are little sucking insects that, you know, you'll get a real shiny, sticky honeydew on, and you'll kind of want to either knock that off with just a good blast of water, and, you know, they'll kind of keep them at bay. They won't come back as quickly, but you may see some problems there on that. Powdery mildew is a disease, foliar disease, one of the more common diseases that we have on roses here, unless you're using some of the resistant varieties. But powdery mildew does overwinter. And so, you know, as you're going into fall, you want to work on sanitation, clean up any spent blossoms, spent leaves that might be on the ground, get those picked up and removed from the garden, because they can be a source of re-inoculation of your powdery mildew spores.
Well, and I think that brings up a good point, John. We typically think of pruning roses in January and February, you know, so roses, of course, are associated with Valentine's Day. But this is a really good time to do a light pruning on your roses and open up so that they can breathe, you know, eliminate your crossing canes, your dead, your diseased, and your crossing canes. Prune back to a healthy portion of that cane, because lots of times you'll prune it and you'll see like the center is brown. So go back to another node and go back to that healthy cane and, you know, give them a chance to really breathe. And you were talking about the deficiencies and so forth. What about fertilizer? How often do you recommend fertilizing roses, and when?
Fertilizing, if they're putting on, you know, active growth, active bloom, then they need to be fertilized a little more often. And I would say probably about every 3 to 6 weeks, depending, you know, if you're using a slow-release fertilizer, mm-hmm. which will put a little bit of fertilizer out, you know, every week and last somewhere about 6 weeks, and then you need to renew it. And, of course, as we go into winter, you need to hold back on the fertilizer, let the plant go ahead and go dormant, because mm-hmm. you don't want to be pushing a lot of succulent growth on it with, you know, high nitrogen fertilizer or something, so you need to back off. And then just, you know, make sure you do water, because sometimes during the fall and early winter, we can have a dry spell and not be getting those rains. And you still need to plant, even though it may be going dormant, the roots are still alive and needs to have a good deep watering.
Well, I think that goes back to the watering issues that we talk about all the time. And with all the rain that we've had this summer, I've tried to be very conscious about turning my irrigation system off and making sure that I didn't overwater things, because as you said, some of the appearances of our plants are indicative of overwatering or of an iron deficiency. So, and since the plant can't talk, it's kind of hard to know to which it is. But it's trial and error and in getting, you know, and lots of times we can kill as many plants with overwatering as we do with underwatering. So I think that's something to always keep in mind, regardless of what kind your plant you're talking about.
Right.
And what about planting container roses this time of the year?
Yeah, I mean, fall is a good time to plant. A lot of roses, you'll find a bigger selection probably in the spring, because that's when everybody's thinking about it. That's when the nurseries mm-hmm. start bringing in a lot of bare root roses or mm-hmm. container grown roses, but they're, you know, for the most part, fairly dormant, and so you can plant those out. But here, if you can find roses, it's a great time to plant them, get the root system established on them, so they're good and strong by the time the spring winds and the summer heat hit, so your rose is in the ground, you know, growing and ready to go. So fall is a great time to do it.
Do you recommend the bare root over the container roses, or is it a personal preference?
Kind of personal preference. Bare root roses are a little cheaper, usually more economical versus container roses. I personally like, you know, some of them have the pots where you just plant them in the ground. I personally like to get rid of that pot. I don't like to see anything interfere with the root growth. Some nurseries will void the warranty if you take that pot off. But I think it just takes a while for it to break down our soils. We aren't getting rains like they do in Georgia and Alabama and stuff like that. So we're drier in that paper mache pots. It just take them a while to break down.
Yeah,
so
our soil pH,
I like
too.
To get, our, yeah, I
know,
like
we have
to get
a lot of salt
off.
in our And I think that's another thing that I find, especially around my roses, I'll see that accumulation of salt around the mulch and so forth and so on. So it's important to water deeply and let that salt leach out of the soil and,
right.
and go down. So, you know, sprinkling them a little bit isn't going to help. When you water, you want to water properly. And I remember not too many years ago, there was a recommendation. You mentioned aphids from the University of Illinois Extension Service of adding, and I don't know if it's still the case or not, adding aspirin to a 5-gallon tub of water to help with aphids. And it's just the plain old-fashioned, bare, uncoated aspirins. And I've used it before, and I've really been fortunate. And I think that's a great thing about roses in El Paso, too. We really, compared to other parts of the country, we have very few problems with pests and so forth and so on.
I was thinking the aspirin might be for the rosarian when you're worrying about that.
Take the headache away.
Well, and there's the prickles.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's so much good information, too, on our website at txmg.org/El Paso. There's several documents on roses in the desert. There's a great illustration on how to prune roses properly. And we will, later in the spring, be offering our annual pruning demonstration out at the Rose Garden.
And you welcome volunteers.
Absolutely.
It's a city park, and we welcome our community volunteers.
Come on
and
down.
We
do
just bring a sharp pair of pruners with you.
A sharp pair
and
of pruners.
Gloves.
Exactly. You go out there Monday, Wednesday, Friday morning. You're going to see master gardeners out there, and they will certainly lead you on their activities.
Absolutely. It's so peaceful, and it's just a great place to lose yourself. And then you don't have to take aspirin. You can just sit there and prune away
and Band-Aids for
that's
all that.
Right, for the prickles. They're not thorns. They're prickles.
So. Long-sleeve shirts.
Exactly.
And truly, you mentioned the gloves. Good rose gloves is an excellent idea.
Perfect. Sounds good. And with that, we've chosen Belinda's Dream as our plant of the week. It's a rose, and it is also planted in the newer portion of the rose garden out there.
And
it's an earth kind rose. It's one of my favorite roses, if you will. It's a shrub type rose, double bloom, pale pink, moderate scent. So all of these little characteristics that anybody's looking for in choosing a rose bush. If you like that one, if you have a space for at least one rose, we choose Belinda's Dream as your plant of the week. Fall is it. This is it. Another show has come to the end. We are towards the end of September, if you all can believe it. So we hope you've enjoyed today's show. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call the Master Gardener Help Desk at 771-2354. We want to thank Evan Walsh for engineering and producing today's show. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
I'm John White.
I'm Jan Peterzelka.
And remember, a gardener shadow is the best way to keep your garden
good to grow.